Welcome to Transformation Talk with Angela R. Strong. I'm your host, Angela, and I'm thrilled to embark on this journey of resilience and personal transformation with you. In this podcast, we'll explore the powerful concept of calibrated resilience, a personalized approach to building mental, emotional, and professional strength. Whether you're facing personal challenges, professional obstacles, or simply looking to enhance your overall well-being, this podcast is for you. Today, in our very first episode, I'll introduce you to the concept of calibrated resilience, explain my approach, and give you a sneak peek into what you can expect from future episodes. So let's dive in. Let's start with a fundamental question. What is calibrated resilience? Calibrated resilience is a precision-focused approach to building resilience. It combines the structured discipline of military training with the adaptability of modern resilience psychology. The key here is calibrated, because resilience isn't one size fits all. It's a skill that can be measured, developed, and fine-tuned to meet each individual's unique challenges and goals. This is how my journey began. My journey to developing calibrated resilience coaching began long before I realized. As a child, I faced significant trauma that left deep scars. But even then, something inside me refused to be defined by those experiences. I didn't have a name for it yet, but that was my first encounter with resilience. Fast forward to my time in the U.S. Coast Guard. Over 27 years of service, I faced challenges that tested me physically, mentally, and emotionally. I saw firsthand how some people seemed to thrive under pressure while others struggled. I became fascinated by what made the difference. But it was a personal crisis that truly catalyzed the development of calibrated resilience. After achieving what looked like success on paper, a stable career, a family, I found myself feeling lost and unfulfilled. I realized that true resilience wasn't just about bouncing back to where I was before, it was about bouncing forward into a life of authentic purpose. I dove deep into resilience research, combining it with lessons I learned from my military career and personal experiences. I realized most approaches to resilience were too one-size-fits-all. They didn't account for the unique experiences, the strengths, and challenges each person brings to the table. That's when the concept of calibrated resilience was born. I understood that just like a precision instrument needs careful calibration, our approach to resilience must be finely tuned to our individual circumstances. I started applying these principles in my own life, and I saw tremendous changes. I was not only better equipped to handle challenges, but I was also more fulfilled, more authentic, and more purposeful in my daily life. Seeing the impact on my own life, I felt compelled to share this approach with others. I wanted to help people not just survive their challenges, but use them as catalysts for growth and transformation. That's why I founded Calibrated Resilience Coaching. It's my way of taking all that I've learned from my personal struggles, my military career, and my ongoing study of resilience and using it to empower others. My mission now is to create a world where people don't just bounce back from adversity, but bounce forward into lives of authentic purpose and lasting resilience. Because I believe that within each challenge lies the seed of our greatest growth, if only we have the tools to nurture it. Now, let's break down the core components of calibrated resilience. First, we have our assessment. We start by precisely measuring current resilience levels across various domains: mental, emotional, physical, social, and spiritual. This gives us a clear picture of where you are now. Second is customization. Based off this assessment, we develop strategies tailored to your specific needs and circumstances. What works for one person may not work for another. Third, implementation. We then take a structured, disciplined approach to building resilient skills. This is not about quick fixes, but about consistent practice and gradual improvement. Fourth, recalibration. As you grow and your circumstances change, we continuously adjust techniques to ensure they remain effective. One tool we use in this process is the Resilience Quotient Assessment, or RQA. This helps us measure resilience across those five key domains that I mentioned earlier. Here's a brief explanation of how the Resilience Quotient Assessment works. The Resilience Quotient Assessment is a proprietary tool designed to measure an individual's resilience across five key domains: mental, emotional, physical, social, and spiritual. Here's how it functions. 1, comprehensive questionnaire. The assessment consists of a series of carefully crafted questions and scenarios that probe different aspects of resilience. 2, we have the multidimensional approach. Questions are designed to assess resilience in each of these five dimensions, providing a holistic view of the individual's resilience profile. 3, we have adaptive questioning. The assessment may use adaptive questioning where subsequent questions are tailored based on previous responses for more accurate results. 4, our scoring system. Responses are analyzed using a sophisticated scoring algorithm that calculates both an overall resilience quotient and individual scores for each dimension. 5th is our benchmarking. Scores are contextualized against a diverse database of respondents, allowing individuals to understand where they stand relative to others. 6th is our detailed report. Upon completion, users receive a comprehensive report detailing their overall resilience quotient score for each dimension, strength, and areas for potential growth. 7 is action-oriented insights. That report includes personalized insights and suggestions for developing resilience based on that individual's unique profile. 8 is our periodic reassessment. The RQA is designed to be taken periodically, for instance, every 6 to 12 months, so that we can track your progress and recalibrate those resilience strategies that we put in place. The RQA serves as both a diagnostic tool and a roadmap for personal development, providing individuals with a clear understanding of their current resilience levels and guidance for enhancing their resilience across all dimensions. Another key aspect of calibrated resilience is the integration of mindfulness practices. Mindfulness helps us to stay grounded in the present moment, which is crucial for managing stress and building resilience. Here is a simple mindfulness technique that you can try. It's known as the 5-4-3-2-1 grounding exercise. This technique engages all five senses to help you focus on the present moment and calm your mind down. Here's how you do it. Find a comfortable position and take a few deep breaths to center yourself. Now, name out loud in your mind 5 things you can see around you, 4 things you can feel, like the texture of your clothes or the air on your skin, 3 things you can hear, 2 things you can smell, or 2 smells you like if you can't smell anything right now, and 1 thing you can taste, or your favorite thing you like to taste. 3, take another deep breath to conclude this exercise. This technique helps bring your attention to the present moment, engaging your senses and distracting your mind from stressful thoughts or anxiety. It's a particularly useful when you feel overwhelmed or you need to quickly center yourself. Remember, the key is to focus intently on each sensation as you identify it. This exercise can be done anywhere, at any time, making it a versatile tool for your resilience toolkit. Now, you might be wondering, how does this translate into real-world benefits? Well, clients who have gone through my calibrated resilience training often report improved stress management, better decision-making under pressure, enhanced emotional regulation, stronger interpersonal relationships, and overall life satisfaction increase. Allow me to share a client story that illustrates the impact of calibrated resilience coaching. Sarah, a software engineer in her mid-30s, she came to me feeling overwhelmed and on the brink of burnout. Despite her technical brilliance, she struggled with anxiety, particularly when it came to representing ideas and taking on new leadership roles. Through our work together, using the calibrated resilience approach, we first used the resilience quotient assessment to identify her strengths and areas for growth. We discovered that while Sarah has a strong mental resilience, her emotional and social resilience need development. We tailored a program that included mindfulness techniques to manage her anxiety, communication strategies to boost her confidence in presentations, and also some exercises that enhanced her emotional intelligence. We also worked on reframing her perspective on challenges, viewing them as opportunities for growth rather than threats. One of the most powerful tools for Sarah was the calibration compass. She used it daily to align her actions with her values and resilience goals. This helped her make decisions that supported her well-being and professional growth. Within 6 months, Sarah's colleagues noticed a significant change. She began speaking up more in meetings and even volunteered to lead a critical project. When that project hit a roadblock, Sarah surprised everyone, including herself. She calmly guided the team through that crisis. A year into our work together, Sarah was promoted to a new leadership position. She reported feeling not just more confident at work, but more balanced and fulfilled in her personal life as well. Sarah's journey is a testament to the power of calibrated resilience. She didn't just overcome her challenges, she transformed them into stepping stones for growth, embodying the principle of not just bouncing back, but bouncing forward. In future episodes of this podcast, we'll dive deeper into each of these areas. We'll explore specific techniques, hear from experts in the field, and share real life stories of transformation. You can expect a mix of solo episodes where I'll share insights, strategies, interviews with inspiring guests, and even some episodes where we'll address listener questions and challenges. Remember, building resilience is a journey, not a destination. I'm going to say that again. Building resilience is a journey, not a destination. It's about progress, not perfection. And I'm here to guide you every step of the way. Now we're going to take a couple of moments and answer some questions that you all sent in. Is resilience something you're born with, or can it be learned? Great question. While some people may have a natural predisposition towards resilience, it's absolutely a skill that can be learned and developed. Think of resilience like a muscle. Everyone has the basic capacity for it, but it grows stronger with targeted exercise, right? Through consistent practice of specific strategies, mindfulness techniques, and shifting our perspectives, anyone can enhance their resilience. It's not about changing your personality, but about building a set of skills and habits that allow you to bounce back from challenges that help you more effectively. So whether you consider yourself naturally resilient or not, there's always room for growth and improvement in this area. How long does it take to see results from resilience training? The timeline for seeing results can vary from person to person, but many individuals start noticing changes within a few weeks of consistent practice. Key is consistent practice. Initially, you might observe small shifts like catching yourself before reacting negatively to a stressor or recovering more quickly from a setback. More significant changes often become apparent within 2 to 3 months. However, it's important to remember that building resilience is an ongoing process. You're not working towards an endpoint, but rather continually strengthening your ability to handle life's challenges. Some benefits, like improved stress management, might be noticeable fairly quickly, while others, such as a deeper sense of overall well-being, may develop more gradually over time. The key is consistency in applying the techniques and patience with the process. Can calibrated resilience help with specific issues like anxiety or burnout? Absolutely. Calibrated resilience can be particularly effective for issues like anxiety and burnout because it provides personalized strategies to address those challenges. For anxiety, techniques like mindfulness and cognitive reframing can help manage worrying thoughts and reduce physical stress responses. When it comes to burnout, though, calibrated resilience offers tools for better boundary setting, energy management, and reconnecting with one's sense of purpose. The calibrated part is crucial here. We tailor the approach to your specific type of anxiety or burnout, considering factors like its triggers, how it manifests for you, and what coping mechanisms that you have tried before. While calibrated resilience isn't a substitute for professional mental health treatment when needed, it can be a powerful complement, providing practical day-to-day strategies for managing these issues and building a more balanced resilience life. I look forward to addressing more of your questions in future episodes. Feel free to send them in. You can reach me at AngelaRStrong.com or on Instagram, Angela_R_Strong. Thank you for joining me for this first episode of Transformation Talk with Angela. And I'm excited to have this journey ahead with you. If you've enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the podcast and leave a review. Your support helps us reach more people with these transformative ideas. In our next episode, we'll be diving into the science of transformation, exploring the fascinating neuroscience behind personal change and resilience. Until then, remember, resilience isn't about being unbreakable. It's about having the strength to pick yourself up, learn from challenges, and move forward stronger than before. This is Angela R. Strong signing off. Here's to your resilience journey.
In the world of change, where do you belong? The answer's clear, it's time to be strong. Mindful growth, that's where we thrive. With Angela's guidance, watch your best self arrive. Transform with strong, reach for the stars. Resilient minds, that's who we are. Awakening potential near and far. Angela R. Strong, raising the bar. We'll be right back.